So our scripture reading for this morning takes place directly after a confrontation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, who were the prophets of the king, and Elijah was trying to help everyone understand who the real prophet of God was. So this is where this takes place. From 1 Kings chapter 19, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's an ad for some new television show that keeps playing over and over and over again this summer, in which a bunch of contestants are dropped on an island, and they are all afraid of what's in store alone in the wilderness. Now, this ad really irritates my husband, John. Every time he sees it, he says, "You're not alone. There are a lot of other people on the island. And by the way, somebody is taking your picture with a camera right now." And I was thinking about that, and he's right. And at the same time, there are times when we can feel like we are alone in the middle of a lot of people. There are days when no matter what, no matter how much we see, you can be in the middle of New York City and you can feel like you are alone. M. Scott Peck started his famous book, The Road Less Traveled, with the line, "Life is difficult." He did that because he believes much of our deep dissatisfaction in life comes when we deny that truth to ourselves. We need to hear that life is difficult. Because too often we pretend to ourselves and each other that life is not supposed to be difficult. During EVBS, each pastor was assigned a topic. That's Ecumenical Vacation Bible School. And mine was, when we are struggling, Jesus is with us. And as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, when we are struggling, we might know intellectually that we're not the only ones having a bad day, but inside, when things are looking bad, when we are having a hard time, we feel like we are alone in the wilderness. Elijah, he did what God wanted from him. Elijah eliminated the Baal prophets, who were prophets in the service of the king and queen, leading the people in a direction of evil, prophets who were standing against God. Elijah heard this call to get rid of this cult for the good of humanity under the direction of God. But when it's over, when he's proven that they are worshiping a false god, everything is not okay. Elijah doesn't get to celebrate what seems a great victory. Instead, he has to run for his life out in the wilderness, afraid and alone. When we do what we believe to be the right thing, when we do what we believe God wants us to do, well, if we were in charge, that would probably be followed by a celebration, or at least a vacation. But that's not the way life is for Elijah. It's certainly not the way life was for Jesus. And that's not the way it is for us. Doing the right and difficult thing often leads to more challenges. And letting ourselves spend some time in the wilderness can be necessary. In the wilderness, we admit we need help. We admit we are afraid. We are exhausted. We are alone. What happens in the wilderness for Elijah is that the promise of the presence of God gets fulfilled. He is not alone. He is not abandoned for the journey. He is fed. Food and water are provided in such a way that he looks again toward his identity as God's child. Elijah's life has lots of moments of God's presence. But when he throws himself down to sleep in the wilderness, he is not remembering those. He's feeling abandoned. And he wakes to a reminder of God's ever-present care for him. This story invites us to notice how the Spirit of the Lord has been present to us in difficult times, how we have not been left alone, how the wilderness has not just been a time of sorrow, but also times of growth and feeding of the connection that we have with God. Can you remember those kind of moments in your life when the Spirit of God has been with you in times of wilderness? Sometimes for me, it's a person who says something or asks me the question I didn't have words to say that reminds me that I am not alone, absent from God. There are people pointing the way toward God for me. Sometimes it's the silence in the morning that just feels a lightning coming into my soul. Sometimes it's music. Listening to the songs this week, one of them was "Forever God is Faithful." Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Seeing the children and youth move and sing and live out the idea that Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us when we are struggling. When we feel powerless, we can turn to Jesus. We can ask Jesus for help, for energy for the journey, for food to keep us strong, for focus, for hope, for presence, for all of it. Our hungers run deep, and we can feel as though we are dying of thirst. Could it be that the living bread we need is right here in Jesus, ready to fill us up? If we could only find it in ourselves to lift up the hole in the soul that needs Jesus to be filled. I remember hearing years ago that we were created with a God-shaped vacuum in our souls. And no matter how much we try to fill it with something else, it was made to be filled by God. by a spiritual relationship with Jesus that meets the really deep hunger that is trying to show us where the truth of life really lives. We need to remember our stories, and we need to be open to being a vessel for God to speak or act through when somebody else is in the midst of their own wilderness. When we understand that life is not supposed to be easy, we are much better equipped to meet whatever comes our way. We are invited to live lives of deep meaning, and the wilderness, the places where we feel God is absent, right there is the place where God shows up to give us what we need for the journey. May it be so for you and for me. In Jesus' name, amen.